SOP 247. Today we've got a great tip on getting more subscribers, and we're going to talk about the length of your podcast.
It's the School of Podcasting's morning announcements. Here's Dave Jackson.
Podcasting since 2005. I am your personal podcast coach, Dave Jackson. Thanking you so much for tuning in. This is where we talk about it all. Anything regarding podcasting, this is the place. That could be planning your podcast, recording it, promoting it, making money from it. Getting more subscribers is what we're going to be talking about today. And if you'd like more information, come visit us at schoolofpodcasting.com. You can email me. I would love to hear from you. Dave at schoolofpodcasting.com is my email. You can call in your comments, courtesy of podcastvoicemail.com. Simply call in 888-563-3228. Now, if I said that too fast, just hit the rewind button. It's a podcast. Isn't that cool? It's 888-563-3228. Let's go right to the mailbag. Anthony sends in an email here. It says, my name is Anthony, and I'm starting a podcast. Good for you. Start a couple. It says, I love your morning announcements. Thank you. I deeply appreciate that. When I was first introduced to podcasts, the majority of them were an hour long. I've wanted to do a show for a long time, but felt burdened by trying to produce enough content to make a show of that length. It seems silly that it never dawned on me to make something shorter. It wasn't until I found your podcast that it really clicked that a 15-minute podcast could be rich in content, often more helpful than one for, you know, that's greater in length. He says, now this encouraged me. I've been building content and pre-recording my episodes. That's a great tip, by the way. I'll be talking about that a little bit later. I intend on distributing them bi-weekly, but recording a few at a time so that I can have spares ready for the weeks. I've talked about that a couple episodes back about spreading out the gold, right? So I can have some ready for the weeks and months where life doesn't allow for podcasting. Said, I did want to ask you, so first of all, that's great. Let's talk about that, and then I'll go back to your email. The great thing about a podcast is that you are the producer, and if you want the podcast to be an hour long, it can be an hour long. If you want it to be 15 minutes long, it can be 15 minutes. If you want it to be a minute long, I know a podcast, I don't think it's still around anymore, but it was a minute long. It was just a quick, hey, here's a quick tip on fitness, here's our website, and we're done. Now, the thing that gets tough is if you want to have a certain length. So let's say you wanted to have a 10-minute podcast. And you, I remember when I first started a podcast of mine called Building a Better Dave, it was never going to be more than 15 minutes. And I know this from being a presenter, from being a part-time pastor, that sometimes you would think, for those who hate to speak in public, oh my gosh, less time, please give me less time, because the more time I have, the more time I have to fill. Where having a shorter podcast becomes a crutch is when you want to cover a topic that needs 20 minutes and you've told everybody it's 15 minutes or less, because now you have to figure out what is the true meat and potatoes. What is the true content that can't be, that's the essential nugget of information that is needed? That's when having a time constraint on your podcast becomes, in some cases, depending on how you look at it, either a burden because I don't know what to cut out, or it could be something that is good because now you are getting strictly to the point and you don't waste your time and you get right to it. So depending on how you want to look at that, that's the only time I can think of when having a time limit on a podcast would be a negative. This podcast has no... I just talk, and when I'm done with a couple of things, I look down and go, yeah, it's good enough. But you've seen, when I first started this podcast, it was probably 45 minutes long, and basically, I've said this before, you will see where some weeks where I don't put out a podcast. You know why? Because I don't have anything. I haven't hit that pot of gold where I have a couple in the can, and I wish I did. But in some weeks, I don't put a podcast out. Now, I would not do that if this was a brand new podcast. And maybe that's a bad, mentality to have that, hey, it's okay not to put out a podcast. But I think at this point I've been going on, and if you're new to the show, I apologize for those weeks that I'm not here. I would just say, hey, go back out to the website, go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. There are 246 episodes to hear. So if I don't put an episode out, go check out some of the back catalog. It's all there. And there are people that will say, hey, I just downloaded 245 episodes. And I go, man, that is a lot of Dave. But there is a great example of recording your episodes up front. I'm actually thinking of starting another podcast, and I need to record a couple of shows because I've always said you need to have that passion. You need to have something that you really want to talk about. And basically, in a nutshell, I've been an interim pastor, and I'll just put it this way. The people that I am, the church I'm at right now, in general, I don't think appreciates my somewhat ADD hyperactive style of preaching. They're all of an older type nature, and I think they're used to somebody who just kind of stands there and reads the word, brothers and sisters. And so I'm still going to school for this, but I may actually be moving on to another church. And I thought, well, that's going to be kind of weird because I'm not going to have my pulpit. And then I thought, hello, you're a podcaster, and the church I was helping to lead only had about 40 members, and I can get that many people listening to a podcast in next to no time. And so I can still have that creative release of having topics, in this case, regarding my faith, and still have that creative juices flow of spreading the gospel, things like that. And I just want to record a couple ahead of time to see that, hey, is this something that I would enjoy without having that live kind of feedback from the audience? It would be a little different without having people scream amen at me and et cetera, et cetera. But so I'm going to record a couple and see how that goes and get a couple in the can so that, because it is going to be a new podcast, that I have a, so I have that schedule that people can count on, because people do count on you. And I do feel bad if I don't put out an episode. Please don't think I take that lightly. I do scramble. I do try to find things. But in the end, if I go, you know what? I really, nothing is exciting me. If it's not exciting me, I know it's not going to excite you. And I appreciate it when people don't feed me caca a poo poo. So let's continue on with Anthony's email. It says, I want to ask you about copyrights. Do you register your episodes through the Library of Congress? I was encouraged to do it, but I'm not overly concerned about the monetary gain. My biggest fear actually was that someone would take the content, claim it as their own, and sue me. Okay, maybe I'm a bit paranoid. Yes, yet I am curious of your thoughts. Well, number one, in terms of copyright, the minute you record, like right now, I'm recording into a Zoom H4. This is copyrighted. It's in a format. It's in a recorded format. You register things through the Library of Congress. So then the event that you do have to sue somebody for using your content, that it's been publicly stated that this is my content as of this date. That's really what you're doing with the Library of Congress. And to make a long story short, no, I don't do that. I don't. I've got it documented on my site when it was published. It's timestamped. You know, I guess if I was selling it, I would think about it, but in a nutshell, no, I don't. Now, the other thing I should point out is I'm not a lawyer. So definitely, if you're going to be checking about that, and I've never had anybody sue me for using their stuff, you might want to Google the phrase, and I'm losing my brain here, fair use. Google fair use, because in some cases, you can comment on other people's things. And you're, by commenting on it and giving your opinion, it's called fair use. Some people try to do that with music. They'll review a song that has no legal right to be in a podcast. Again, I'm not a lawyer. There's all sorts of legal people that deal with podcasting that could probably answer that a lot better than I am. Let's go back here. Thank you for what you do. I wouldn't have gotten this far without your efforts. Awesome. Keep going. Says, I've not actually started publishing my work yet. I think my goal is to launch in April. Well, that's another great point. As I record this, it's February. You got March and April. Don't rush it. You can really only make a first impression once, but also realize that come, if you launch in April, come June, you're going to listen to your podcast and go, ugh, because like anything else, the more you do it, the better you're going to get at it. So thank you very much, Anthony. If you'd like to email me, again, you can just email dave@schoolofpodcasting.com. All right, our next topic, we're going to be talking about your iTunes tags. iTunes is pretty much the way that a lot of people subscribe to podcasts. It's very easy. Apple made it to where you have one click. If you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, you can actually subscribe to this podcast. And one of the things, if you go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes, you'll see where there's a link to my website. Now, think about this now. If you are somebody that is looking, should I subscribe to this podcast or not? You can listen to samples. And this is, by the way, from the Libsyn blog. I can't take credit for this at iMakeLibsyn. Here, let me just click on this and give you the address. And of course, I'm at my job here at my desk on my lunch, so they have that blocked because Libsyn is a streaming media company. It's Libsyn's blog, libsyn.com. Click on the blog. And this is from Elsie, who wrote this. And she makes the point that in your iTunes tags, now I use Feedburner to do all my iTunes stuff, you can put a link to your website. Why not, since in theory, the only people that are going to click that link, your website link in your iTunes tags, are people that are coming from iTunes or coming probably from Zune or other people that are using your iTunes tags. Why not make that page on your website all about how to subscribe to the podcast? You could have it, hey, thanks for stopping by. I see you've come from some podcast directory, and the podcast is about blah, blah, blah. Here's how you're going to benefit from listening to it. And if you'd like to subscribe, do this, do this, do that, do that. You know, for me, I could simply just say, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/iTunes and click on the subscribe button. And when I read this post, I was like, that's a great idea. Because if you think about it, if somebody clicks on that link, they're interested. They were this close to subscribing to your podcast. They were in iTunes. At one point, the subscribe button was right in front of them. So at this point, you could say, hey, click the back button and click on subscribe. And they could be in. And so, Elsie, thank you very much from Libsyn, which is who I host my podcast through. And this new podcast that I will be creating, it's going to be called Feeding My Faith, if I get it off the ground. That will also be hosted at Libsyn because I love their stats. So that is going to do it. I want to thank you very much for listening. A couple quick tips there. I want to thank Anthony. Anthony, when you're ready to start that podcast, I can help you avoid all the hurdles that all other podcasts have tripped over. All the other podcasters go, what the heck's an RSS feed? How do I set up my WordPress? What do I do about hosting? How do I install? It's all there from point A to point B to the very, very end, all steps in between. Come out and join me at theschoolofpodcasting.com. I've got a money-back guarantee. If you don't like it, I'll just give you your money back. And I've been doing this since 2005. I think I had one person, and that's because they signed up and then they lost their job. So if you'd like to contact me again, 888-563-3228. You can email me again, dave@schoolofpodcasting.com, or leave a comment out at our show notes. Just go to shownotes.schoolofpodcasting.com. And until next week, class is dismissed.